Back here on the Radio Sports page, we're talking with Pella Christian alumni Blake Veenstra. Blake, thanks for joining us, and what a year you have had at Hawkeye Community College up there in the Waterloo area. Just been a fantastic year studying ag business. Maybe you could just tell everyone a little bit about, you know, some of the great things you've been able to accomplish at Hawkeye this year.
Well, I just graduated a couple of days ago, and honestly, out of everything I've done at Hawkeye is probably my proudest thing. Like sports and stuff, it's just a glimpse of your life, and it's just very short-lived, and I think your degree really is what matters more in life, especially being a student-athlete. That's why they put student before athlete, and that's how I think every athlete should, is they should put their academics before anything else in life, just because honestly that's all that matters. When you go to college, 99.9% of people aren't going to do anything with that sport after college, so focusing on your degree, learning everything you can, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, it's a difficult game to get into when you're talking about getting into the professional side of things after college and things of that nature. And this year you've had an impressive year, both academically with getting your degree in ag business and now, you know, on the track and in the field, I should say more so with the throwing events. You know, you've put together some very impressive performances, qualified for the Drake Relays this year, came in 21st nationally there. You know, you just competed in the regional championships for the National Junior College Athletic Association, and you took second in both the discus and the hammer throw. But overall, just had a very impressive season athletically. You know, what are some of those things that you look back on, you know, from your time at Pella Christian to now at Hawkeye Community College, that you've seen really improve to where you can put out these types of performances?
Well, honestly, my form is one thing that has improved a lot since when you go to college, the male implements get heavier. The shot put goes from 12 pounds in high school to 16 in college. And then the discus goes from 1.6 kilograms. So, like 3.6 pounds to 2 kilograms, which is about 4.4 pounds. And it just, you got to be way more technical with your movements. You can't just be really big and powerful, because yes, it'll go far, but it's only going to get you so far. So I feel like my improvements in college, it really got better with my form and everything technically. So
you look at some of those accomplishments that you've come up with this year, and you've got 2 Conference of the Week awards for your conference there at Hawkeye Community College, and just shows that the work that you've put in, you know, is paying off a little bit. And we'll talk about something else that's showing that work is paying off. But when you look at those conference awards, you know, you mentioned that student athlete is the most important part to you. But when you look at an award like that that you have earned, you know, and you see that the conference recognizes your talent, what does that mean to you when you see things like that?
It means a lot, because it's not easy at times, because being a very technical movement, if you miss one position, it gets frustrating, and you start getting down yourself at times, and then people to see that people realize that you're doing good, you're working hard, it means a lot. So,
yeah, for sure. And, you know, I mentioned that hard work is paying off, and more dividends than just the conference aspect. You have signed on to go Division I for track and field next year here, you know, semi-locally to the Pella community at Iowa State. Obviously, not right in Pella's backyard, but, you know, pretty close there at Iowa State. And what an accomplishment that is, you know, as you've gone through the recruiting process, what did it mean that a program like Iowa State, you know, showed the interest in having you come be a thrower there?
Well, it meant a lot, because, I really enjoyed how it was so close to home. And even when I was there, everybody I met was super friendly. There wasn't, you hear there's like people that say like attitudes with certain athletes, and I didn't meet a single athlete when I was there that had an attitude that they thought they were better than everyone. All they cared about was doing what was good for the team. And just super great environment. And to be able to work with Dan O'Mara next year, super excited for that. So,
yeah, that'll be very exciting. And I'll be excited that it's pretty close. Maybe we'll be able to make some meets and see some of the great Iowa State track and field programs. But, you know, one final question for you here on the Radio Sports page, and that is, you've got Nationals coming up here just around the corner. And, you know, I know in regionals, you got second in both of those meets. And knowing you, you're, again, a guy who's going to put the important things at the top of his priority list, and the things that aren't necessarily in your control, you're not going to worry about those types of things. You know, as you go into this Nationals meet, how do you, A, prepare for that, and B, set those goals for yourself at Nationals?
Preparing right now is just kind of more of a maintain thing. We're not pushing our bodies, like, in the weight room super hard, because you don't want to be exhausted for that, especially since now all of a sudden it seems like there's a heat wave coming through. But, and then mentally, my thought is, it's like, just go in there, PR, throw what you can. You can't control what other people throw. And that's something that I've really changed on since high school too. High school, all I wanted to do was win. Didn't care how. I just enjoyed winning. That was fun. But now it's more of a competing against myself. It's a lot more, I feel like it's a lot more fun that way too. So yeah.
That's awesome to hear, Blake. We hope that you have a great time at Nationals, and that you could come home with maybe a little bit of hardware if you're able to. Again, like you said, obviously you can't control that, but would be a very cool thing, not only for you, Hawkeye Community College, but, you know, I'm sure all those people at Pella Christian who know you, they would be very excited to see the success that you would have at the national level. Obviously, again, control what you can control, but we look forward to seeing what you can do up there at Nationals. And thanks for joining us this week, Blake.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Blake Veenstra of Hawkeye Community College and alumni of Pella Christian High School here on the Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.